So I, between the two, I had 100,000 bonus points, and then I just did the target scam, and I, it got me over the, I shouldn't call it a scam, it's not a scam.
It is a scam.
Well,
and then I just did the target scam.
I did the target thing, and I got the points. It's still legitimate to get it through the bonuses.
Yeah, but you didn't spend, like, the people I know who did it had to spend, like, over $100,000 in a year.
Well, those people are foolish.
Not really, because they're doing it as it's intended. They're like, I already spend a lot.
That's certainly a fact.
That's not foolish. Nope. Because they didn't use your weird little target scam.
It's a weird little trick that doctors hate me for.
Shares were just getting hammered this morning.
Every day they're pounding it.
Bitcoin.
I'm not fucking leaving.
You got anything fun to intro
me
with?
Hey, who am I? 420 plus. 69?
No, Elon this time.
69 times 420 times 420 times 420 equals, wow, it equals 69,420,069. And then his head.
Do
you have anything in your teeth? Nope. Just big old teeth. We both have giant teeth.
I do have big teeth.
Big old honking teeth. We got a special episode today, don't we?
We do.
You're going to want to check that disclaimer in the description first, though, because none of this is suable content. Episode 9.
Is that where we're at?
Yeah, we're at episode 9. We're doing credit cards today, because we got a lot of requests from people, because I am a bit of... Oh, I'm going to turn off this calculator. It's a real calculator. How about that? Got a lot of requests from people to talk about credit cards because I am, I've traveled a lot of places, done a lot of things.
Well, you
with
dropped it on an episode that you are the you're the points guy.
Yeah, I'm not the points. That's an actual branded thing. I'm not the points.
Oh,
guy.
Oh, right.
That's a guy.
It'd be funny if
I don't know who he is.
You revealed that.
Yeah, no, I'm not him.
But we had some people saying, please do a credit cards episode.
Yeah. So this is it. This is the credit cards.
We're going to talk about credit cards.
We got a lot to cover. What's important to know? How do people get started with credit cards? How do people get started with credit cards?
Should we talk a little bit about your credit score and what that is exactly?
Yeah. What's your credit score?
Credit score?
Yeah. What is it personally?
No, come on.
Yeah. What is it? I'll tell you mine.
Yours is better than mine.
Maybe.
And I'll get into why.
Yeah. That's a good. Mine's like 810 or something. 800 or something.
I don't want to say mine.
All right, yeah.
It's not terrible.
Okay, that's fine.
It's not 800. Yeah, so
it
your
took
credit
years
score,
to
your
get
credit
there.
Card, I think it goes from 300 to 850.
Dang, it's, 300 is the lowest it goes?
I think so.
Wow.
And it's also, there's a lot of problems with credit score. It's it can prevent people from
getting loans.
Yeah. I read somewhere it's like 60% of employers will check your credit score, which
really?
Is, yeah. Imagine losing a job because you had you had shitty credit.
Yeah.
But
no.
It basically tells credit institutions how
credit worthy you are.
Yeah. How good of an idea it is to lend you money. How likely you are to repay the money they lend you.
That is that's a pretty astute way of putting it.
But credit is very important. It's like you're talking, like when you want to get a house, you need a mortgage. When you want to have access to more low interest money.
Right.
You need all these
you
things.
Need
so
credit.
There are a lot of problems with it, but you can't escape it.
Yeah. So this is going to be a little, I'm going to try not to be all over the place because there's a lot to cover, but I'm going to treat this as if the viewer or listener is a first timer or still kind of green and doesn't really know what they're doing. The first thing I would recommend to anyone is go to Credit Karma. They're not a sponsor or anything, but go to creditkarma.com and sign up. It will ask for your social security number. Don't be spooked by that. It's to verify who you are. It is free, but they sell your information. I mean, I I'm sure that I've gotten plenty of junk mail and credit card offers and whatnot because of them.
Credit cards. Once you get a credit card, they're going to sell your information.
Oh, yeah. Everybody sells your dang information.
They'll give you a big, there will be a big notice in the mail telling you how they're going to sell your information, and there's pretty much nothing you can do about it.
Nope. Well, yeah, no, there's not. But Credit Karma is great because not only does it tell you what your score is, but it's a useful tool for learning about, and this is where I personally learned. It's really well-designed, straightforward, this website. It breaks down how your credit is calculated. And just for those of you who don't, because there are so many things that people ask me, friends who've asked me, like, isn't opening a lot of credit cards bad for your credit? Like, isn't just a ton of rookie questions that are so, they're just wrong. And it's heartbreaking that most people don't know these things. So the way your credit score is calculated is through, there's what are called the high impact things. Obviously, as the name says, they have a very high impact on your credit. You've got payment history, which is, you guessed it, the history of your payments to your credit card companies. I have a perfect payment history. I have never missed a dang payment.
Wow, look at this,
which is not uncommon. Plenty of people haven't missed a payment. But so that's a high one. So like, I did have one instance where I missed a payment, but I called American Express and explained the situation. You can call and talk to your credit card companies if you've missed payments and anything like that. Get a human being on the other line and you'd be surprised at the leeway you can make. But so payment history is a big one. And as soon as it did make it onto my credit report, and it dropped my score by like 90 points like that.
One late payment. Yeah.
Because it ruined my perfect history. Credit card use is the other high impact thing. That is how much credit you use versus how much you have assigned to you. And this is where it helps to know that having more credit cards isn't a bad thing. Because what does that tell lenders?
Right. You have more credit lines out.
Yeah.
And you want to stay below a certain percentage. I think it's like 20 or 30%.
You want to utilize a low percentage of the credit you're allotted. So like if you just have one card and it's got a $5,000 limit, obviously it would look bad if you max it out every month.
Right.
They would be like, okay, whoa, you're using all the credit we've given you. Whereas if you had $100,000 in total credit across multiple cards and only used $4,000, that'd be a very low ratio. That'd be 4%. And that's what they want to see. They want to see, okay, are other institutions willing to lend you money? Yes. Okay, cool. You are credit worthy. We will also let you borrow some money. And hey, what's your payment history? How much of the credit are you using? We're going to hop on board too because you seem nice.
Right. Your history is like a huge part of it.
History
if you don't
is
have
huge.
Any credit history, it's going to be hard to get a credit card.
Which lends itself to the next thing, which is derogatory remarks. No, that's not them calling you names on your credit report. This guy's an idiot. This guy's an effing moron who doesn't know what an interest payment means. It just means like, what are derogatory remarks? If you've missed payments, if you've had issues with the bank,
it could be a foreclosure,
bankruptcy.
That stuff's going to ding you big time.
Yeah, that's a high impact thing. Medium impact is your credit age. That's your average. I actually have a low average credit age. Mine's only like 4 years because I've opened a lot of recent credit cards. But yeah, the longer your credit age, the better. So we're going to get into it a little bit more, but like, don't cancel credit cards. Leave them open because you want to have as long an age of credit as possible.
Especially your first credit card. Never cancel your first.
Yeah. Again, it all comes down to what are banks going to look at? They're going to see, are you credit worthy? Can we trust you? Are you opening accounts and then closing them? They don't want to see that. They want to see that you've got it open. You're cool.
They
you
are
going to
look
style.
If you're cool.
Yeah, they're going to check your Instagram.
They're
going to
look at your
They're going to look at your tagged photos. And they're going to be like, what does he really look like, though?
They're going to, oh, yeah.
Which is an outdated thing. Because everybody now knows to check their tagged photos and erase the ones where you look like a dummy.
I don't erase any tagged photos.
I do. I've definitely untagged ones where I'm like, okay, I look like a freak here. Got to get rid of those.
Why?
Because you don't want anybody looking at those
like
and passing judgment. Like my bank.
Right.
I don't want JP Morgan.
They will check how many followers you have.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to use their Finstas to...
The bank will look at your Finsta. You are going to want to open those up. You're going to want to take those public when you're applying for a credit card.
Yeah. Oh, man. There's going to be a day where you have to put your socials on credit application.
No way.
I'm sure. Yeah, maybe not. anyway, low impact.
I don't even think they care that much about. I know they ask for it, but I don't think income is that huge of a.
Income is how they calculate how much to give you.
Yeah, but they're not going to.
They're not going to verify it.
Yeah.
In most cases. Yeah. So
it's really like self-attested. They're never like.
Yeah, I've never had anybody check. The low impact items on how your credit is calculated is the total accounts you have, which is, as the name suggests, how many accounts you've got, and then hard inquiries. That's when they pull your credit. That's when they
someone's
check
doing
your
a credit
score.
Check on you.
Yeah.
If you've got a landlord running a credit report on you, if you're applying to a credit card.
And that's a huge one that people are always like, these last two, it's really funny. Oh, doesn't having more credit cards hurt you? And doesn't applying for credit cards hurt you? Yeah, but in the smallest amount. The hard inquiry on your credit
report. Yeah, but
if
you do it a lot, if you're sitting there, if you apply for like 5 credit cards in a month.
That'd be the stupid. Yeah, that'd be stupid.
Right.
Mostly so because you're just not going to get approved for them.
Yeah, and then you look desperate for credit.
I don't know about that, but it's just like, yeah. Because one credit pull, I believe, don't quote me on this, but it only.
I'm quoting you.
It only affects your credit like 5 points, 5 or 10 points. And then guess what? After a few months, it goes right back up.
Oh, I think on my last one, I got dinged like a point.
Yeah, I got like, like, I don't know, 5. But then it goes up because guess what? Once you get the credit card approved, God willing, you now have more credit, which boosts the other impact things. So that's.
Oh, more credit is the more debt you take on and can pay off is. That's the thing. You would think having little debt would be good, but it's funny because my friend, when he got his first mortgage, he was like, I made a couple payments on my mortgage and I have like, my credit sailed through the roof.
Wow.
Because now they're like, wow, he's got this huge mortgage.
This guy's a homeowner.
He can make payments on his gigantic mortgage.
Your history with credit isn't so good, is it?
No, it's not.
So if Bank of America or JP Morgan's out there listening.
I'm excited to,
tell us what happened. What's your story with credit?
So I'm excited that people are asking about this because, I mean, I was.
You made some mistakes for people to actively avoid.
Yeah. I mean, my biggest mistake was I was overwhelmed, and I think I was just like, I had student debt.
Mm-hmm.
I have student debt. Student debt gang, rise up.
Not me, baby. Grandma gang, rise up. State school.
Which,
cheap tuition.
We should talk about student debt soon. I mean,
yeah, we'll get around
January
to it.
31st.
It doesn't affect me, so.
But it affects 45 million Americans. January 31st.
I don't know any of them.
They're turning.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
They're turning it back on.
Yeah.
And yeah, the debt can be overwhelming. And once you have a lot of debt, it just kind of feels like. It feels like, what's the point? You get a bill and you go, tack it on. What does it fucking matter? I'm never going to pay off any of this. So I let it get so out of hand and I just started ignoring stuff.
Your interest payments probably went up.
Yep. And then.
Penalty fees.
Yeah, it was horrible. I couldn't get a credit card. And I remember I was in Canada and I was so embarrassed. Everyone went to go pay for dinner. I threw my credit card down and someone said, dude, no, I threw my debit card down. Mm-hmm. And someone said, dude, use a credit card so you don't get hit with the international fees. And I was like, I don't have a credit card. And he was like, you got to get a fucking credit card, dude. And I was like, I know, I can't. Like, they won't give me one.
Yeah.
So luckily I was connected to like a family friend who was like, let's get all this under control. They helped me get everything with my student loans under control, got on like an income-based repayment plan, and then they helped me start working towards getting a credit card. So if you're new, have no credit, or have bad credit, there's a couple things you can start doing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the easiest ways to get a credit card is to do a secured card, which is you basically put a down payment on the card. So If they don't trust you, if they don't want to give you even a low amount of credit.
They being the bank.
Right. You can say, all right, I'll put a down payment of $500 down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll give you, it acts like a credit card, even though they know they're not going to lose
out. You've prepaid it.
Yeah, you've prepaid it.
It's a credit card that you've prepaid for.
And then after a set amount of time, you can show that you can actually make these payments.
Yes.
and you're not going to be irresponsible. They can give you a real credit limit.
Another thing that you can do, and this is one thing that I did for a family member who had poor credit, is if you associate yourself with someone who has good credit, you can be added as what's called an authorized user. Basically, like, so this is what I did. I just called my credit card company and I said, hey, I want to add so-and-so as my authorized user. They make a card for that person. It gets sent to them. They don't even have to use it.
Right. But I don't think those are as good because they
know.
Yeah,
but it's something.
But it's still relying on someone else, right?
Sure.
So you want to show the bank that you're reliable and
right.
You can take.
I'm just saying it is one thing in your arsenal to use.
Yes.
Being associated with someone who has a higher credit. The other big thing is, obviously, I mean, it goes without saying, don't spend beyond your means. Don't just rack up. Don't think that, oh, it's just I buy now, pay later. There are interest payments that you've got to worry about that you didn't worry about.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I also got Credit Karma, which was helpful.
Yeah.
I mean, I had things stupid bills that would have just, that I could have afforded. I just threw in the trash or did something stupid.
Yeah, don't do that, folks. You don't want to, as overwhelming as it is, it's not going to go away if you ignore it.
So I basically took care of all of those little bills that were dinging me.
Yeah. You can also
started building credit
with
credit cards.
And one thing that you can do if you're trying to build credit and you apply for a card and you get denied, say, it's not just, that's it, too bad, so sad.
Right.
You can call the there's things called reconsideration lines, which is dedicated phone lines just for people who've been denied credit cards who want to plead their case with an actual person on the phone. You can also just walk into a branch and talk to people.
Right.
They will work with you. They want your damn money. They don't want to just say no. I mean, yeah, it's risky, but they'll see that you're a person, you plead your case, and more often than not, they'll work with you. They'll give you something. They'll give you a $500 limit.
And that'll be better than sitting at home applying, getting rejected, and getting a little thing on your credit every time.
Yes.
And that's kind of the catch-22. You're like, shit, I need a credit card so I can start building my credit back up, but I can't fucking get one. So, yeah, talking to someone and being like, hey, here's my situation. What are my options? They can lay it out for you.
Yeah. There's a lot of, from the people that I've spoken to and from what you were telling me, there's a lot of things that people, myths that people believe. Like there was one where someone said that they think that carrying a balance
running a balance.
Someone said that they were told that carrying a balance each month is what you should do because it shows that you're being responsible. No, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
And also there's no, you can pay your credit card whenever you need to also. Cause I believe the same person said that they had thought that there was some kind of penalty if you pay early or anything. You can pay whenever you damn well please. You don't have to carry a balance.
Yeah.
You can rack up, you can put $10,000 on your credit card today, pay it off in its entirety tomorrow, and they're not going
to
care.
The carrying the balance thing is a weird, that was one that I heard when I was like trying to build back up. A couple people had said, oh, run a balance for a little while and then pay it off. And in my head, I was like, why?
Unless you have an interest-free credit card that isn't charging you interest for whatever reason, it's an intro offer or whatever. Also, watch out for those because any kind of offer, there is going to be fine print where, like, for example, interest-free things, they still do require a minimum payment of something each month. You can't just sit there and not pay anything for the entirety of the offer. You have to still.
Right. But as you have that balance, they're not charging you more for having a balance on your card.
So like, for example, one thing that I recently took advantage of, Emil likes to make fun of me for this because I like going to the bank. And I was recently paid for something and they gave me the choice of direct deposit or a check. And I said, I want the check.
Yeah, which I thought was crazy.
Why?
And then I asked you why.
Uh-huh.
And you said, I like having something to do.
Yeah, I like having something to do. I like having some place to go. It's a nice errand.
You're not 75, bud.
Yeah, but I do sometimes. Sometimes in the life, man, you just need something to do.
You're a man in his 30s. You're a man about town.
I like filling out that. I don't really like it that much, but it's a nice exercise in maintaining your memory, too, because I'm like, what's my account number again? Oh, yeah, I know. 130.
I could rattle mine off right now. I know it.
Yeah, good for you. So I went to the bank. And if I hadn't gone, I wouldn't have gotten this great offer. they were running a promo on a new credit card where you get 0% interest for the first like 30 billing cycles, 30 months. And I said, hot diggity, that's a great offer. So what did I do? I was going to owe a couple $1,000s on my credit card that month. And I didn't feel, I always pay my bill in full each month because I don't want to pay interest because interest is like 15, 20%, however much it is. That's so insane. If you can pay it off in full each month, pay it off in full.
Oh yeah, zero balanced.
Yeah, but and so this is a great example of what you can do. If you are currently running a big balance and you are struggling and you've got interest payments, you can consolidate all of that. If you find, this isn't the best, I'm not 100% sure here, but I did this. There are, if you Google just like credit cards with 0% interest rates, sign up bonus, something like that. Like this one that I have is a U.S. Bank credit card.
Oh, you don't want to do it with U.S. Bank.
I think they're still running the promo, but it's all new purchases are under the 0% thing, but all balance transfers. And a balance transfer is when you transfer the balance from one credit card to the new one, for which you will pay a fee. I think I paid like 1% or something. So I'm like, okay, I'll pay 1% of this couple thousand dollars just so I don't have to pay it off all right now. So I set it up, transferred it over, and now every month I've got it on auto pay to pay a couple $100, and now I just don't have to worry about it for the next 2 years. It's right. Just going to sit there and pay itself off. And then you know what else I'm going to do? I'm not going to close that credit card. I used to do this. I don't use this credit card anymore and I cancel it. Don't do that.
Right.
If it doesn't have an annual fee, there's no reason to cancel it. Just leave it alone. It'll help with the age of your credit. It'll help with those other things. Just leave it alone. And if it does have an annual fee and you just don't feel like doing it anymore, you have a couple of options. Call the bank. Tell them you don't feel like paying the annual fee. Some banks will say, okay, what if we give you an offer where if you spend $1,000 in the next 3 months, we'll give you X number of points, which will effectively offset the fee. Or if they have no offer, you can request to downgrade the card to a fee-free version, which I've done multiple times. I had these cards, didn't feel like paying the annual fee anymore, called them up, told them that, downgraded to a free version, and now I just let it sit there. Right. You do have to watch out. If you can remember, use those cards every so often and then just pay it off because banks can cancel cards if you haven't touched them. Man, yeah. I'm getting hungry. I'm sitting over here.
Jesus, every time.
I know.
Everywhere I go with you.
What were we talking about last time?
Well, it's just interesting talking about this, though. I've had similar things where I, you know, now that I've gotten my situation sorted out, you have access to things that people who are dealing with shitty credit don't have access to. So you are allowed to do this balance transfer to this new card, but you would never get approved if you're, you might.
You just gotta make some, you have to make a
With shitty credit, they're just gonna let you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first things first, you can call the bank before you apply and explain your situation. If it's your bank that you already bank at, that would be obviously a great help. Just talk to somebody, see what they're willing to do for you to work with you.
Yeah. But I mean, I got to, when I had to get some work done on my car, it was going to be like thousands of dollars. And I was like, fuck, I don't want to pay all this at once. And they were like, we're doing this no interest for a year card. I was like, all right, yeah.
I'll boom, just put take it all advantage in there, of it.
Paid it off over the year. What are you laughing at?
So I'm looking at the next thing that's, because we covered the dispelling the myth, carrying the balance.
Oh, cards, yeah.
Payments.
Talked about my stuff. We should talk about you. You're a real credit card
guy.
Yeah. How many credit cards do you think you've had?
I can tell you over like around 40.
Wow.
Over the years.
40 credit cards.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Big effing whoop.
I've had.
It shows you on Credit Karma the ideal amount, not ideal, but like how it ranks it. And like 0 to 10, it's like red. It's like you want more than this. 10 to 19, it's like yellow. Okay, yeah, you're getting there. 20 to like 30, green.
That's so stressful. That is so many cards.
It's not, I keep a spreadsheet. As soon as I get a new card.
You're saying it's not stressful, but you're literally talking about work. You're like, it's not stressful. I'm doing spreadsheets. I'm doing stuff that people don't like.
It's not even that complicated a spreadsheet. I put the name of the credit card.
No, I get
the annual fee, how much I owe, and when it's due, and the like benefits.
For the audio listener, he's taking off a sweatshirt like it's a straitjacket. Just to clue you in on what kind of psychopath we're dealing with.
Not a straitjacket. Shout out to Waleed for my, it's no longer called Chinatown. I love that hoodie.
You love shouting people out.
Yeah.
Ben wanted to start a podcast so he could prove that he has friends.
That's all I wanted with this. I really am hungry, though. I should have eaten before we came. What were we talking about last week that got me so hungry? Was it Jack in the Box?
Jack in what box?
Jack. God damn. Was it McDonald's? Big Macs? It was Big Macs.
Big Macs.
Man, I've been craving a Big Mac ever since we talked about it.
Not me.
What I would do for a Big Mac right now, I'm...
You know, I don't find them...
You gotta be kidding me. Look at this.
Are you serious?
Are you serious right now? It's a Big Mac. It's a Big Mac! And it was... A fly just flew off of it.
Did you do this on purpose?
No, I didn't. But boy, look at that thing. It is... It is room temperature.
Did you get some kind of sponsorship from McDonald's?
No, I didn't get a sponsorship from McDonald's. But look at that tasty looking burger.
What is going on?
Oh.
What's happening?
You're so pleasantly confused. I will never tell, but I got a Big Mac right here.
Why?
Aren't you
Why
jealous?
Did this happen?
Why?
No,
oh, and I've
I
got
honestly,
a napkin too.
They like gross me out.
Because I'm hungry. And this is kind of going to gross me out, too, but I got to take a bite.
Why are you contractually obligated?
Because they paid me. No, they didn't. I do, before I take a bite of this.
What happened?
Don't worry about it. There was a burger right here. It was a.
Did you put it there?
No. When did you see me? Did we stop at McDonald's on the way here?
I don't know. I'm very confused.
We carpool.
We do carpool.
So.
We're trying to save the earth.
So just to.
Oh, also, can I say something?
Sure.
A couple people have said, can we get Ben on a.
Nalgene bottle?
On a reusable bottle.
Yeah, that's true. I have mine. I will bring it. Thank you. So Emil, you know, the credit card thing was a big deal. And.
Am I in an ad right now? Are you going to do a thing?
No, you're not.
Because you got into like a.
The burger's
so,
just
Emil, you know what you could buy with credit cards? Big Macs.
Big Macs. No, No, I'm sorry. We're getting sidetracked.
Yeah, you have a fucking Big Mac in front of you and you didn't tell me about it.
Well, this is fun. Man, it's just taunting me, this thing. So, I was on Wheel of Fortune last year.
Okay.
Right the week before.
I remember when you were going on it, I remember being like, yeah, maybe don't do that.
Don't go on Wheel of Fortune? Oh, yeah, because it was right
COVID
before the lockdown.
Yeah.
So I was bored. I had quit my job like a year earlier and I was bored and I was like, I want to do something fun. I'm going to try to be on a game show. What could I be on? I suck at trivia. I can't do Jeopardy. Wheel of Fortune seems fun. I never watched a full episode of Wheel of Fortune. I didn't know how the game, I knew how the game worked, but I didn't know like the specifics of certain things and rules and techniques. So I applied, I went to this audition, then I made it to the next round, then the next thing, and then they told me, okay, you're in the contestant pool, you're going to be on, get ready. And I went, they called me up in November of 2019, and they said, okay, come on, you're going to be an alternate, so you might not be on, but you're just going to be there waiting in the green room, right?
God, you might not even come on, but you will get COVID.
This was November of 2019. So okay. COVID was happening probably, but we just didn't know. And I'm sitting there and I'm so nervous. I was like, I was in the green room and I'm like, I'm not going to, God help me if I go on because I just do not feel like myself. I was not talking to anybody. I didn't feel affable. I didn't feel like I'd be fun to be on a damn game show.
Okay. Do you feel that way now? Do you feel fun and affable?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
A little. So then. That New Year's, I went to a party and I took a half a tab of acid.
Of what?
Drug.
Holy shit.
And don't do that, folks. You don't need to. Don't, you know. But I felt great. I felt.
Was that the first time you ever took it?
No. But I felt, you know, just I was relaxed and carefree and I was sociable and I just felt like the best version of myself. Fast forward to February or March, and I got the call to go on as a contestant. And I remembered two things. I was like, man, when I was on that first time, just as an alternate, I was so nervous. And then on New Year's, when I took the drugs, I felt great.
It doesn't always do that to you for the folks at home.
No, it doesn't.
So
I did it at like, I woke up at like 5. I got in my car. I, you know, put it in my mouth. And then I drove to the studio, the Sony lot in Culver City.
Fucking driving on drugs. Look, guys, this is...
It didn't kick in until I got there. But so this story is going to have a couple fun things. So right when I got there, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to be on my phone. And the market was open. It was a Friday. So I placed a trade from my phone. And then I went in and I had to lock up the phone. So I was like, well, I hope that trade works. Because it was an options position that was going to expire that day, that Friday. And my plan backfired with trying to be more sociable and whatnot, because I'm on there and so my brother recorded the whole thing and he put it on TikTok, and here it is, some highlights of my brother's appearance on Wheel of Fortune last year. This is where the credit card thing is relevant.
They
asked me for an interesting thing about myself, and the best damn thing I could come up with was, I collect credit card points.
Oh, they were asking you while you were high. No,
well, yeah, but also I'm like, I don't know anything interesting about myself at 8 in the damn morning. What am I going to put on here? Oh, this is a thing.
I host a podcast.
And I thought that that wasn't even a thing
yet. You should have just said it. Put it out into the universe.
And I thought that he was going to ask me, like, have you been anywhere cool? He didn't. He just, you'll see.
Pat Sajak, you suck.
Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Ben Kahn, Los Angeles, a stock trader here.
Yes.
And you're one of these points guys, right, with credit cards?
Yeah, I collect them here and there. Yeah. I use them sometimes, too.
You like travel with them?
It's all right.
Yeah. Does it work out?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
You fly coach, you fly business class sometimes.
It's great because this was... This was your like high, social, and affable self.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because in my head, I'm like... Oh, yeah, well, I could go on about this, man. I flew in, went this place. But the producers
That guy was gregarious, I would say.
Well, the producers there are very intense and energetic, and they're like, you got to be on, but like also don't talk too much. And because the whole thing, we're only going to record for 23 minutes and don't waste our time and all this stuff. So I'm thinking that, and I'm like, I don't want to get kicked off of here. I don't want to raise any red flags. I'm just going to be calm. And it made... look at me.
It's pretty psychotic. You're like too even keeled. It's unsettling.
And my answer to him I like them. Yeah, you travel sometimes and blah, blah, blah. And he's clearly just
you lunatic.
Yeah, I do look like I committed a crime.
Yeah.
And I ended up losing. I took home like $6,100, but I didn't win. And then the trade that I had put on ended up making like $20,000.
Love that.
Yeah. I got back in my car and I was like, oh, hell yeah, cool.
Forget this.
Yeah.
Okay, so fantastic. this is how much of a points guy you are. That was your interesting
fact. That was my interesting fact. I want to take a bite of this burger.
What is with the... Just tell me.
It's a mystery to
you. Did you know it was there before the show?
Yeah, of course I knew the burger was there. I reached in and I grabbed it, didn't I?
But you didn't
Folks,
put it,
there's just a Big Mac sitting here, room temperature. It's colder than room temperature.
You didn't put it there.
I didn't put it there. Santa Claus did.
Take a bite.
Okay. What, you want to know that it's real?
No, because I know it's going to be gross. I want you to...
Oh, yeah, the bottom.
The whole thing, McDonald's grosses me out.
Don't say that about McDonald's.
Why? They're not a sponsor.
It's an American institution.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now...
I'm going to save this for later.
How is it? Everything you imagined?
It's good, yeah.
It doesn't look good. You don't look like you're enjoying it.
No, I love it.
You just hit the tagline. This is an ad. You said I'm loving it.
I did?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize that I said the tagline. I like it. Anyway... So that was the Wheel of Fortune thing, and
What makes you such a freaking points guy?
Well, I will just say that my journey with the points thing started years ago when I was racking up a lot of I was paying for gas all the time because I was working as a driver. And I just Googled, like, best credit card. Folks, there's so much you can find if you just Google things.
No, don't tell them that. This is the only place you can get this kind of info.
Yeah, you're actually, tell you're, your friends, actually you're correct.
Google doesn't work.
Google does not work. Use Bing.
DuckDuckGo.
Who cares? So when I first, I just found like some blog. I don't even think it exists anymore, but I just dove right in and I learned about this thing called manufactured spending.
What's that?
It sounds like a big scam, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it kind of is. Back in the day, Amazon used to have this feature called Amazon Pay, where you, it was like PayPal. You could, are you going
to
sneeze?
I felt like I had to, but then when you go,
I look over and you're just going,
You like took it from me and it sucks.
Yeah. Sorry. So Amazon had this thing where you could send money to another user without incurring any fees. Up to $1,000 per month.
You could send money to another user, no fees.
I could send you $1,000 with my credit card.
Okay.
And it would cost
nothing.
Neither of us anything. Now I got Big Mac burps. Excuse me. I got a problem. I burp so much.
You,
you know why?
You're like insanely.
I inhale so much air when I eat and drink. It's a problem. I'm like, huh? Eating. It's... That's me eating. Bite. Bite. And then it's... Life is just a never-ending series of
burps,
belches, and farts. So what I did was I set up an Amazon Payments account for myself, for my mom, and for one of my brothers. And I would send her $1,000 with one credit card. I would just log into the other account. She would send my brother $1,000 with either the same card or a different card. And then he would send me $1,000 with another one of my, all my credit cards. And then, so all three accounts have $1,000 chilling in them, right?
Yeah, but
then
it,
I would.
It is costing you something.
No, it's not. Yes. Yeah. When I send you the money, it would charge my credit card.
Cost me $1,000.
But then I would suck that money out into my checking account.
Okay.
All three accounts were linked to my checking account.
Jesus Christ.
So then I would spend a total of $3,000, right? My account sending to hers, hers to his to mine. That's $3,000 that are charged on my credit card.
Okay.
But then I would wire that money out into my debit or into my, yeah, my checking account. And then I would use that very money to pay off the credit cards.
I don't think I'm following.
If I sent you $1,000,
but you're
if
not
I
making
use,
any.
I'm making a payment on my credit card.
But what are you making off of this?
I'm getting points.
Oh, it's all for the points. Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Because here's the biggest thing in credit cards, sign-up bonuses.
Right.
Flashing lights, blah, blah, blah. Sign-up bonuses. It is a bonus that
you
get. You
didn't explain that in the beginning.
Well, that's where this comes
in. Yeah, yeah.
One of the biggest ways that you rack up a ton of points is via sign-up bonuses.
Right.
For example... If you spend $3,000 in the first 3 months, you get 50,000 points.
Right. One of the most classic examples, it's like it's got to be like 75% of millennials or something have the Chase Sapphire.
It's a great
reserve
card.
Or preferred, uh-huh. And it's. But this to even get the points, it's like not. It's like spend $4,000 in 3 months, and you get like 80,000 points or something like that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's a.
And to earn 80,000 points outright, otherwise. Would
really
take
hard. You
got to
spend
tens of thousands
like,
of dollars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I took advantage of this, I'll call it a loophole in Amazon Payments' thing, and I got several credit cards quickly. I got one. I made the minimum spend just through that. That was, yeah, I got a bunch of, this began my long relationship with, no longer relationship with Citibank and American Airlines. I got the American Airlines cards with them first.
Wait, so did anything ever happen with the Amazon? Did you get in trouble or just
no? Oh. But they did stop it. They shut down Amazon payments for whatever reason. Probably because a bunch of people like me were taking advantage of it, and Amazon had to eat the credit card fees.
Right.
But so that went on for, I was doing that for like a year or something like that, and I must have opened six credit cards in that time.
Jesus.
And
just Amazon cards?
No, they weren't Amazon cards. They were like, I got American Airlines cards. I got a Southwest card. I got a something else card. But I made payments.
Through Amazon Pay.
Yes. And then I got a lot of sign-up bonuses. I think I got like 250,000
American Airlines. Did you hear about this online or you just thought?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I found it online. Manufactured spending.
Okay.
So then I didn't have anything, right? If I had to get a credit
card. So you were getting sign-up bonuses for absolutely nothing.
Right. Well, I was still doing minimal payments.
Right.
But, or like spending. But so then I was really bummed out because I was like, there's nothing else I can really do. There are people
who do.
There's
nothing else I could do.
Well, there are things that people could do, but it's a lot more involved and it ends up costing you money anyway. You buy gift cards from like the grocery store and then turn the gift cards into.
Damn, man, you were deep.
I didn't do this.
Okay.
Other people did because it sounded too involved. You buy a gift card.
Yeah,
and
how many
you,
spreadsheets were you running for that?
None. But the best one, sorry, I had to take a drink of water. The best one, and there's a community of people who do manufactured spending. Everybody was flipping out because Target, the store, came out with what is called the Target Red Card. And it was a beautiful thing.
Everyone was
thing.
Flipping out. We all remember this.
It
we
was
were
insane.
All just losing our shit.
Shut up. So
everyone was joking.
Here's why. You could get a Target Red Card and set it up to, just like Amazon Payments, you could set it, link it to your checking account, right? So it's basically acting like a bank account.
Okay.
You go, you open the card, and you link it to your checking account. You follow?
Yeah, but I link all my credit cards to my checking account to make payments and stuff.
Yes. Same thing with the Target.
Yeah, card. Yeah.
It's basically a gift card. It's a card that you can use to make payments at Target, but it also doubles as a gift card that you can just put money onto.
Okay.
So, but the limit this time was $5,000.
Okay.
You could put $5,000 on one of these puppies with a credit card, and it didn't charge you any fees, and then you could just transfer that money right out into your checking account and then use that money to pay off the credit card. So what I did was I opened one in my name, my mom's name,
Jesus Christ,
my brother's name, and my sister's name.
Did you told them you were doing this?
Yes.
Okay.
I had to ask them for their social security numbers, and I was like, just let me do this scam, please. They were like, it's not going to hurt me, right? And I said, yeah, no.
It shouldn't, unless this thing goes belly up.
This beautiful, so I had to go test it. So I went to Target, and I just tested, I'm just like nervous. I've got my Target Red Card and my credit card. Hello, yes, I would like to put $100 onto this Target card with this credit card. Okay, sir, and they do it. I go home, I log on to the Target account, I see the $100 there, I transfer it out to my checking account, boom, the $100 is there, boom, I pay off the credit card. All right, it works. So then I start going every month. For six
I'm
months.
I'm starting to get why you like the
oh, yeah.
going
it's
to the
thrill.
Bank for the check.
Oh, baby, I signed
up. No. For the bank, going to the bank for the check. You got too much time. I don't have time to go down to Target and do these scams.
It took 30 minutes once a month.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're
so
all
here's
fired
what
up.
I did.
Continue going.
I would go. I had a baggie full of cards.
A baggie full
yeah,
of cards.
And I would go, all right, here's my Target card with my name on it. I would like to put $5,000 on this with this credit card. And they would look a little sketched out, but then they would see the names match and they're like, okay. And they would charge $5,000. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. Hope this works. And then I'm like, okay, but that's not all. This is my mom's card. I would like to put $5,000 on this one as well. And I would like to use this credit card to do it. And they're like, all right. I mean, it's your credit card, so that's fine. And I did it again and again.
I'm sure this cashier doesn't give a shit at
no.
all.
But it was $20,000 that I just put onto these right. Target cards. And I'm sweating a little because I'm like, is this going to work? I go home. I log in.
You leave. You call your mom. You're like, Ma, we got another Amazon Pay situation on our hands.
No, she didn't know. She didn't care. So I log on and I check each account. They're all there. I wire them all out to my checking account. It all goes through. I pay off all the credit cards and I'm off to the races. So I opened,
what
I
was off to the races? You're getting these sign-on bonuses?
Yes. So I applied for, I don't even remember how many cards, maybe 10 over the course of 6 months. I got an American Airlines business card. I got a Chase Inc. Preferred business card. I got a
business card. Were you opening LLCs and stuff?
No,
too?
You don't need. Oh, that's another thing. You don't need to have like an LLC or anything to open a business card.
I think you need like
no,
a tax.
No, you don't. I have business cards.
If you want
for businesses.
If you want a business checking account, you do for sure.
Yeah, sure, but
you could just open a business.
You can
credit
open
card?
Business credit card accounts. Yeah.
I'm learning stuff.
Yeah, we're all learning. This is advanced stuff.
Yeah,
this is,
also, this is for fun. Don't get yourself a credit card. Don't do whatever.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about what you can do. And so
this guy's opening business cards.
The Target scam went on for like 6 months before they shut it down. Because people were, I mean, you think I'm bad. There were people on Reddit who were like, I'm putting $120,000 over like several. I got my cousin's. It was insane. And Target shut it down. They still have the red card, but it's not like you can load it up with credit cards or anything. But in that time, I must have racked up, I don't know, 500,000 or 600,000 miles
across multiple
cards. And so then that what do you do with all those miles? How do I know what to use for where? You know what I do? If I have a bunch of Chase points or American Airlines points or American Express points, what do? I just Google best use of American miles, best uses for Chase Rewards miles, best uses of these. And there are so many bloggers out there who will do all the work for you and give you like just lists of things that you can do that are most valuable, right? And so I had like the first one that I did was the Southwest Companion Pass. The Southwest Airlines.
They still do this one.
They still do this one. Yeah.
This one's insane.
Yeah. I don't remember the exact details for how you get it, but it's worth looking into.
You have to spend a lot.
You have to either spend a lot or acquire a certain number of points in a calendar year. But then the companion pass is good for the remainder of the year that you earn it, plus the following year.
Right.
And basically, you and whoever your companion, you buy a ticket or use points to get a ticket, and your companion, whoever that designated companion is, flies for free.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're getting BOGO fucking tickets.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's nice. It's a good deal. So that's something
You do, I'm pretty sure you have to spend a lot.
You either spend or you get it through getting miles. And the way I got it was through sign-up bonuses. I got a personal card.
You did it all through one of these little...
Yes. I got the Chase... Southwest personal card, and then I got the Chase Southwest business card. Each had a sign-up bonus of 50,000 points, and you needed 120 points in a calendar year to get the companion pass.
120,000.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I, between the two, I had 100,000 bonus points, and then I just did the Target scam, and I it got me over the... I shouldn't call it a scam. It's not a scam.
It is a scam. And then I just did the Target scam.
I did the Target thing, and I got the points, and it was great. And
damn, I know people who have that. I know it's a lot because I know people who have the companion pass legitimately, and I'm like, damn, I didn't know you had it like that.
It's still legitimate to get it through the bonuses.
Yeah, but you didn't spend, like, the people I know who did it had to spend, like, over $100,000 in a year.
Well, those people are foolish. You don't have to do that.
Not really, because they're doing it as it's intended. They're like, I already spend a lot. Right? I travel a lot. Why don't I get this card?
That's certainly a fact.
That's not foolish.
Nope.
Because they didn't use your weird little Target scam.
It's a weird little trick that doctors hate me for. To qualify, simply fly 100 qualifying one-way flights or earn 125,000 qualifying points in a calendar year. And sign-up bonuses count toward that 125,000 qualifying points. So this friend of yours, if they have a spouse, that spouse should sign up for their own credit cards and then do it that way instead of having to spend 100 grand or whatever it is. So there are obviously...
Because usually miles kind of end up being like a buck when you spend like...
Yeah, there's conversion rate. Like,
right. Like on my Chase Sapphire, for some things I get like 3x points, but for like regular purchases I get 1x. So
sure,
if you need 125,000 points in a year, you might be spending like... $75,000 to $100,000
sure.
On that card. Yeah.
I have to pee, so I'm going to take a quick...
Okay, see...
are we still going now?
Did you just take another bite?
I did. I just took a... We just had a quick bathroom break, and I went first, and then I came back and saw that you had gone. So I took another bite of Big Mac.
Okay.
Man, those things are tasty. Oh boy. Mmm. My arteries, they're piling up.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, I know. So there are risks to what I did because I did feel invisible, and when the Target thing ended, I just was kind of like, all right, too bad, so sad. I kept all those Citi credit cards. There were a few, and they all carried a $95 annual fee. Citibank was really, really good about waiving the fee. I would call every year and say, I don't really feel like paying this annual fee. What can you do for me? And they'd be like, well, sir, we can cancel it. We can offer you 10,000 miles if you spend $1,000 in the next 3 months on this, and we'll waive the fee. And I was like, I'm going to get the fee waived and I'm going to get 10,000 miles? Yeah, I'll take that offer. And once they stopped doing that, I downgraded them all to the free version and I just stopped using them. But American Airlines, I've got a bit of a tenuous. I used to love them, and I still do. They're a great airline.
But did you run a scam on them?
I did participate in something that got me banned from their American Airlines Advantage Miles program, which was, listen, I had probably accumulated and used up until this point, I don't know, 700,000 or 800,000 American Airlines miles.
800,000?
Oh yeah, I'd flown. I flew first class a few times. I flew business class to Tokyo once. I did to Europe. I took my mom to Europe in business class.
Well, you
both
better.
Ways.
She's in on all these scams. You're using her social
security. That's part of the reason. I was like, I owe my mom something, and I loved using American miles for business class. Which, for those of you who don't know, it's the same damn thing as first class, but it's cheaper. Both in dollar and points amounts, and it's the same thing. You get a lay flat seat, you get a meal, and it is cool.
Not the same thing.
It's the same thing. It's basic. Take it from someone who's flown both.
I have flown both, not because I paid for it. I got a flight from Europe. They pushed it a whole day. I got stuck. I had to sit there in the airport, and I was freaking out. I was like, and they were like, we can upgrade you. Oh,
what airline?
I had to fly from Greece to France to get home.
Yeah.
And they were like, we'll put you in first class. And
international first class is
amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
And I've had some horrible experience in economy. But was the only time I've ever flown first class, and it was so much better.
But business class.
Oh, business class.
Yeah, business and first are like the same thing. First is just a little bit nicer. It's like nicer cutlery and a little bit, it's basically the same thing. If you're thinking about using points for one or the other, go with business because it's going to be fewer points.
Oh, you're talking about the difference between first and business.
Yes. And I'm using
bad.
These American points. But so a few years ago, and so with these Citi American cards, the reason why I was able to get so many is because they allowed you to. You could get one every like month or something. One every 3 months, something like that. So that's why I was getting like...
You get a new card every 3 months.
I would get
months.
A new Citi personal card. There's personal and business cards. I got a business card. I got a personal card. And then like a month later, I got another personal card. And then like a month later, I got another personal card.
And all those points are coming to the same account?
Yes. When you go to fill out the application, it would ask for, do you have an Advantage account? And I would put in my Advantage account. And then it would just all go in there. If you don't put that, it's going to create a new one for you. And then you could probably consolidate them anyway, but I didn't need to do that. So they stopped doing that. They changed the rules so you could only get one American Airlines personal card every 2 years. Devastating. So devastating. Oh my God, the game's up. The jig is up. You can only get one of these things every 2 years, every 24 months, they would say. But some enterprising people on Reddit found a loophole, a miraculous loophole. You know how sometimes you get a credit card offer in the mail?
Yes.
Physical mail? Those are called hard mailers. They come in the mail and they give you, it's tailored to you. It's got a special code that you can use, but the code is usable up to like 4 or 5 times so that you can give it to friends or relatives. You see where I'm going with this? And a beautiful thing about these hard mailers is you'd read the fine print. It did not include the 24-month language. So if you applied for a personal American Airlines card via the hard mailer code, you could get as many as you wanted.
Jesus.
And that's what I did, along with everybody else. I went on to Reddit, and there were people selling the codes for like $20. So I'd be like, I want to try this. So I got one. And then I got the bonus, and I was like, oh, damn. Oh, here we go. And I got like 8 cards over the course of like 6 months.
For the listeners only, Ben is rock hard right now. It's disgusting.
So I got like 6, what was it? What did I say? 6? I don't even remember how many I got. I got like 6 to 8 cards in as much time, in as many months, rather. And remaining in my American Airlines account was about 650,000 miles that I was so excited to use. I was going to go, I like going to New York a lot. I was going to fly their business class round trip. I was going to go to Japan. I'm going to go here and here and here. But then American Airlines got wise to what they had done with their hard mailers. And not only did they immediately pull the rug on that, but they punished every single account that had taken advantage of it, myself included. So it was like, it was a big deal in this subreddit. People were freaking out because first what American did was they just froze everybody's accounts. And you didn't know, like, all right, what are they going to do? Are they going to like file a lawsuit against everybody? Are they going to like make you pay? What are they going to do? Are they going to cancel everybody's accounts? And what ended up happening was they just canceled, I'm talking thousands of people's accounts, banned. Cannot open another Advantage account again.
You're banned?
Banned. Yeah. I can fly American, but I cannot open an Advantage account.
So
ever
how many
again.
Points did you lose?
I lost about 650,000 miles.
Holy shit.
Which is like roughly $7,000 or $8,000 worth of flights. So I was devastated, absolutely crushed. But then I discovered and leaned into American Express cards, which I love. By the way, I have, God damn, excuse me. I have referral links in the description. I mean, I don't think I really get anything, especially the American Express ones I checked. I don't get anything, but the bonus that people get if they use it is higher than the normal sign-up bonus. But I don't even know if I should go into detail on all the cards and why I like them, but that seems like too much. Because, like, the American Express Gold personal card has a $250 annual fee, but it's offset by, like, you get Grubhub credits and Uber Eats credits.
Same thing with, like, Chase Sapphire Reserve.
Sapphire?
Fuck you. No, fuck you.
Same with the Sapphire card. The Sapphire card.
Ben, stop. I'm serious.
They all come with perks that
But like
offset.
That one, I think if you get the reserve, it's $450, but then you get $300 travel credit and they pay for your like global entry pass. So yeah, they've all got crazy perks.
But we might, so I might put
Maybe
referral.
We could do a little social thing. We can figure something
I
out
don't know,
to get
but
everyone.
Just in case we end up doing it, check the description box. Maybe we'll have links in
Maybe
there.
Maybe there will
I
be a
know.
Little surprise for you.
But my best story, and this is where the nudity comes in. Remember I teased the nudity, the very real nudity?
Yeah.
There was one in my looking at all these different credit card things. I wanted to fly on like the most expensive, best seat you could fly in, which at the time.
Can I also
still
tell people
is.
That you're like a bit of a plane guy? Or you?
Yeah, I love airplanes.
He's like, if you walk around with Ben, like he'll just point at the sky and go like, oh, that's a B-60, whatever. And you just.
B-60, come on.
Okay,
dude.
See, this is a plane guy. I messed it up and he couldn't let it go.
Boeing all starts with sevens.
Okay.
So anyway, there was one flight in particular that I wanted to do because you got two flights for the price of one. And it was specifically the Emirates, which is a Middle Eastern. It's like, I don't know where they're based out of, Dubai or something. United Arab Emirates. It's like one of the nicest luxury airlines, even in coach. Like it's very, very nice. But the flight specifically from Tokyo to Los Angeles is the longest one you can do for one ticket because it doesn't just go from Tokyo to Los Angeles. It goes in the other direction. It goes west. It goes Tokyo to Dubai, where you have a free stopover, and then Dubai onto LA. So I wanted to do that because, like I said, I wanted to fly first class freaking twice for the price of one
and
ticket.
And you're a plane guy.
It was like 15 hours from Tokyo to Dubai, 24-hour layover in Dubai, and then like 17 or 18 hours from Dubai
to LA. So this thing that doesn't sound fun to most people, spending basically 2 days on a plane.
Yeah. Oh, I was thrilled beyond belief.
Yeah.
I got to I spent a day in Dubai for my, I think it was my 30th birthday. I flew in a gyrocopter. It was cool. 24 hours there. I went to the top of the Burj Khalifa. It was nice. The cool thing about flying Emirates first class, and there are so many, the first class lounge at the Dubai airport is like, it's its own like terminal. They've got amazing food. You get a free massage. I went and got a massage for like 30 minutes. And you get your own special ramp to board the plane.
Wow, look at you, you fancy boy.
But what sucked is, so this is one of the things that you can do that, I mean, it is no longer, but this is how I got that flight. A lot of airlines are part of like, not coalitions, but that's for like nations.
Conglomerates?
Not conglomerates, but like groups, like the American Airlines and British Airways and something else. They're part of like the One World group.
Okay.
And then there's others. But the way that you could do this was with Alaska Airlines cards or miles, because Alaska and Emirates are part of the same group. And if you got 90,000 Alaska miles, you could use those to make this flight. And you could get those Alaska miles like that, because you could get a personal card and you could get a business card.
I don't like
card.
The way you look at me when you say this stuff. Go ahead. Look off camera. Look at.
So you could get. So I got the personal Alaska card and the business card. Both had a sign-up bonus of like 40,000 points. And then with the manufactured spending at Target or whatever it was,
yeah.
I got the 90,000 miles. And I was like, hot diggity. I'm going to book this flight sometime soon. And I waited too long. And then I check back and they had, this happens. You got to be careful. They will change their like ratio or whatever, their redemption rates. They doubled it to 180,000. And I was like, God damn it. How am I going to come up with 90,000 more Alaska miles?
More scams.
Fortunately.
There was another scam.
Bank of America had a very relaxed policy on how many cards you could get in a certain amount of time. So I got like two more personal cards. And I went to Target and I did my thing and I got the 180,000 miles and I booked the ticket. It was like a $15,000 ticket and it cost me $100. And I was very, very excited.
So folks, if you, you know, if you get good enough with credit cards, you could do
you
this.
Actually can. So now you can use, I believe, Chase Ultimate Rewards points to fly on Emirates. But so that's my whole thing.
And all right, should we just tie a ribbon on that? Because we got to wait for a little bit.
We're
so
almost done.
People
here.
Wanted some credit card stuff.
Yeah. We asked the community out there for questions. We asked if anybody had any questions for us. We posed the question on Instagram and Twitter. What questions do you have for us, the gurus, the geniuses, the trillionaires?
And we're gonna have to do this again because we're running out of time. We're going to get through some of these, but we got so many questions. A lot of them are fun. I did have to sift through a lot of do that thing hang, though. Thank you for that. Or do that thing be farting. So thank you for those questions.
Yes, thank you so much.
I don't, but thank you.
To answer your question, yes, that thing do be farting.
Those things do be farting, my dudes.
So the first question we've got is from Jado506. What do you think about scalp trading? Only way I have made money swing trading effed me.
Can you explain scalp trading?
Scalp
real
trading
quick
is when you're just in and out real fast. Oh, boom! You're in for a quick profit on a long or a short, and you scalp it.
What do you think about it?
I think it's totally fine.
He thinks it's fine.
It's what traders do. Just you know, use stop losses. If you're an active trader, stop losses are your best friend. They keep you within a defined limit that you put in for yourself before the emotion takes hold. But you know, also be cautious because if you're scalping, you might be susceptible to extra volatility. Swings might get you stopped out. That you just actively monitor your positions. Scalp trading's
one,
fine,
I think,
but it's not for everybody. It's for advanced. It's more advanced.
This next one I think is a good one to pair with this episode about credit cards. Do you think it's a good idea to be investing if you have debt you also need to pay off?
That's from Grub-O.
Grub-O.
Yeah, that's.
That's a tricky question.
I think that it depends on the debt. If it's debt that you are it's gonna take years for you to pay off. If you've got a solid plan in place where you're making payments on it and the interest rate is manageable for you and you're making enough money in whatever career you're in, where you can contribute, if you can contribute to a 401k that your employer matches, max that thing out. absolutely contribute to an IRA, open an IRA, which is after tax stuff. So that means that when your paycheck comes, the tax man has already taken his cut. Then you can put that into an IRA, which you don't get taxed. All the gains on your IRA don't get taxed until you retire. In which case, at which point, I don't even think it gets taxed. I should know this,
but yeah.
Otherwise,
we've talked to some people who said their investment plan gets them more gains than their.
Yeah. So again, yeah, it's not for everybody. However,
but don't risk more than you're willing to.
Don't risk.
Don't YOLO your fucking shit to get out of debt.
Don't do that. Don't be foolish.
So it's got to be right for you.
But also, a good rule of thumb is pay off all your debt before you start saving up, because otherwise you're going to be paying interest.
Right, the interest is going to be, you're just going to get deeper and deeper.
Yeah, you're going to get murked. The next question comes from Rock_Amon. Any plans to extend the Trill brand past this pod? You darn tootin'.
Oh, and they also asked, do you guys have plans for merch?
Yes.
They said, big fan, Wood Cop. And yeah, so as far as, I mean, what did you say we're at? Episode 9?
Yeah.
We got all kinds of plans.
Yeah,
baby.
Let us know in the comments what you'd like to see. What should we make? What extra videos?
And then merch.
What do you want to see? What merch ideas have you got?
If people want merch, we'll do merch. Let us know if you want merch and we'll see what we can do.
We'll see what we can do.
Let us know what kind of merch you want.
Yeah. Anthony72 says, I woke up down 20% on a position. Do I wait or try to make it up elsewhere? Buddy, I'm going to need more details than that. Were you down on an options position? Were you down on just a regular long? Are you short? I'm assuming that you're just long on something and you woke up down 20%. What's your time horizon? What's your plan? Is it something that you're holding on for a year? Is it something that you plan on, you know, investing in the long run? Was this one part of several purchases you plan on making to dollar cost average into it? It all depends. But like I said, have a stop loss, have a plan. The biggest thing if you are trading and not investing is to have a plan. I mean, you should have a plan regardless, but have a plan for your entry and your exit on a trade. It's going to make your life so much easier so that when a certain thing happens, you know, okay, my plan is to drop it if it drops 20%. That's pretty much it.
Anthony, that's your fucking answer.
Yeah. You guy. Yeah, sorry about being down 20%. Pal, I've been there. Last question.
Which U.S. president could you easily beat in a fight and why? This is from Briggs Cunningham.
What do you got?
All right. Well, this is a tough one because the question is, which one could you easily beat in a fight and why? And I'd have to pick. I don't want to do this.
No, go ahead. Who? Go ahead.
He's one of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
FDR. But if we're talking easily.
Why FDR?
He was famously.
Famously what? Polio stricken?
Wheelchair.
Confined to a wheelchair?
But if we're talking easily, love the guy.
Yeah, you
It'd
don't know
that.
It'd
be hard to beat him up. So I'd pick maybe.
He didn't specify the rules. FDR might be carrying a little pistol.
True. So maybe I'd pick Andrew Jackson because I fucking hate that motherfucker.
Which
so
one died in a duel? No, Andrew Jackson beat someone to death.
Andrew Jackson was so fucked, man. We should do a
whole
episode.
So why would you want to take him on?
It'd be easy for me to. I'd be so angry.
Yeah.
I'd be able to scrap.
You know who I would take on?
Who would you
I think
take
I could
on?
Beat? Ben Franklin. You know why?
Wait.
I would show him. No, what?
It says president.
Oh.
Ben Franklin wasn't the president.
I was just testing you, man.
I didn't say which.
Just seeing what. Well, yeah. I'm extending this question to founding fathers.
Okay.
That guy's such a weenie.
You're gonna
I would just say, look, a printing press. And he would turn around and then I'd, you know, swat him. He
okay,
loves,
so your
that
easiest
guy's so
president
horny
was
for
Ben
printing,
Franklin.
Printing presses? Him or George Bush Sr.
Or
senior.
Abe Lincoln famously doesn't turn around when he's at the theater. My God, this guy's just waiting for it. Maybe we should cut that. I don't want to.
No, who are you going to say? Abe Lincoln was also a weenie, wasn't he?
No.
Yeah. Sure
Abe Lincoln,
was.
Famously good guy.
Yeah?
Some of these guys, I'll tell you what.
Some of the ones who were born before, like, the Industrial Revolution, you could easily just trick with, like, hey, look over there, and then, you know,
yeah.
Have your way. George Washington.
JFK used to just ride around in convertibles. We got to stop before
JFK, JFK. He would be easy to take down because he had like chronic back issues. He was addicted
to
painkillers.
Oh, yeah. He had I can't remember the name of the disease, but he hid it from everyone.
Huh.
He had a horrible disease.
He wouldn't be able to hide it from you in a fight, I'll tell you that much.
No, I'm exploiting all your...
Yeah, you'd say, JFK, look over there, a book depository. And he'd, huh?
Oh,
and
then a grassy knoll.
Punch, yeah, a grassy knoll. He'd rock him in the small of his back. And
oh,
go,
you know who
Ow.
I'd like, though? Richard Nixon, that poxy bitch.
Oh, yeah, you could just, you could... Poxy?
I'd like to... Yeah.
What does that mean?
Poxy means like, I think it's like cowardly or...
Oh, yeah. We're not good at this. Man, he's so dead.
He is dead. You know who's not dead? Kissinger. That motherfucker will not die.
Wow. Maybe we should bet some money on him dying. There's a website where you can bet on celebrities dying.
That's a fun question. We're gonna we're gonna have to do this again.
Yeah,
you know, so many questions and we're sorry we couldn't get to them all.
You know what though? I will say this. Which US president could you easily beat in a fight? All of them.
Oh, like
every single one. I could beat all of them in a fight, except for who was the real tough one? The Rough Rider.
Oh, Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt would
one.
Mop the floor
for some
with
reason,
me.
LBJ kind of feels like he'd give me some trouble.
Yeah, he's like an old, he's like
Jimmy
your,
Carter, I wouldn't want to be, like, he,
Peanut Farmer Boy?
He just seems like a nice dude, generally.
Yeah.
Reagan, oh.
Oh, he'd whip my ass.
No, yeah, maybe, but he's such a piece of shit.
That doesn't make him any better or
yeah,
worse a fighter.
I'm talking how much I want to fight these guys. Oh. Like, I don't want to fight FDR.
Yeah. Well, in this case, you have to fight them.
I know.
It's
but we're
for
talking
money.
Easily.
Anyway.
That was the question.
That this wraps up. I hope everybody's enjoyed this episode. Please share it far and wide so that my...
You know who I bet could scrap to? Both Bushes. Those guys are crazy.
Probably.
Yeah.
George Bush Sr., though, when he was on death's door, I could whoop his butt.
Yeah, of
you
course.
You see him at the Astros game throwing out the pitch? He's like...
Oh, yeah.
He's doing a smile frown. He can only frown. That's how bad his musculature is so deteriorated that he can't even smile. He got what he deserved.
Okay, guys, we'll get to a full mailbag. We'll let you guys know on Twitter.
Yeah,
oh, that reminds
fun.
Us. Follow us on, if you guys want to ask us questions, get on Trillionaire Pod on everything.
Comment,
TikTok,
like, subscribe,
Instagram.
Follow us on everything. Break your computer, quit your job. Don't kill your parents, but maybe.
Oh, and rate us on Apple. It helps. Rate us five
rate
stars
us
on Apple. It helps people find
us. I'm going to lay into that big
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in once again. Ben's going to get to his burger. Bye, everyone.
Bye.